If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve gives a wonderful rendition of everyone's favorite Christmas song, Dominic the Donkey.
All right, before we do this, the only reason why I'm not, look, one of my biggest fears ever to do is sing in front of a public, and I just don't like doing it. It gives me anxiety, but I was willing to do this for one reason, that's for the kids, because of Coats for Kids. We raised a crap ton of money, and I said I would sing Dominic the Donkey if I did so. So our hope is to raise $50,000. We're not there just yet. And I'm about to really torture you guys with a terrible version of Dominic the Donkey. So all I ask, if you don't want to deal with it, find that QR code, donate some money for a great cause. That's the reason why we're doing this. But if we're going to do it, we've got to do it big. And I'm going to need all the rockaholics' help to make this happen. So what I ask of you is anytime I say, chiggity-ching, you return with the hee-haw. So let's practice that real quick. Chiggity-ching. So it's chiggity-ching, hee-haw, hee-haw. Chiggity-ching. All right, you guys got that. Other part, and excuse my singing without the band. I'm going to go la-la-la-da-la-da-da-da. You're going to repeat that. Are you guys ready for that? So I go la-la-la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
La-la-la-da-da-da-da-da.
All right, we can be louder than that. La-la-la. All right, without further ado, let's do Dominic the Donkey. Hey, jiggity jig. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jiggity jig. The Italian Christmas Donkey. La la la. La 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 da dee da. There we go. Oh, Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic. This little donkey, you've never seen him kick. When Santa visits his paisans and Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jiggity jig,
hee-haw, hee-haw.
It's Dominic the donkey. Jiggity jig,
hee-haw, hee-haw.
The Italian Christmas donkey. La la. Presents on the sled. Hey, look at the mayor's derby. It's on Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. And the label on the back says it's made in Brooklyn. Hey, jiggity jig. It's Dominic the donkey. This is dumb. Jiggity jig. Italian Christmas donkey. La la. Almost done. Children sing and have their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to him, and he even understands. Cumpares and cumpares, they dance. it brings a kookacha. Hey, jiggity jig,
hee-haw, hee-haw.
It's Dominic the donkey, jiggity jig,
hee-haw, hee-haw.
Italian Christmas donkey, la la la.
Now, here's Steve Miggs, again, for Snoqualmie Casino.
Well, I was talking with my pal, Dominic the Donkey, and Patrick Palace from PalaceLaw.com recently, and I said, hey, I don't usually do business with my friends and family because it could just get weird, and Patrick used to have that same belief until he talked to an associate who said, hee-haw, you know, you'd rather trust the most important things in your life to strangers? Well, that's a massive point taken. So Patrick makes sure all of his real, true, trusting relationships with all of his injured clients, because he fully knows and understands what they need so he can go all the way for them and make sure that they're taken care of. Nobody's going to take care of you like family other than Palace Law. If you get injured, contact PalaceLaw.com today. And now here's Christy Taylor from 107.7 The End.
The next label in rock, Thriller Records, brings you the best, brightest, and most diverse generation of new rock music, including Motionless in White, Ice Nine Kills, Pierce the Veil, and the latest breed of new bands, including Rain City Drive, Catch Your Breath, and If Not For Me. Thriller Records' mission is simple: to discover and develop not just good, but great music, with our artists and their fans firmly at the core of everything they do. There's nothing quite like the feeling of discovering your new favorite band. Thriller Records, the next label in rock. Now here, Eric Powers, To the People, from Hot 103.7.
Thank you, Christy. All right, you know what matters where you buy your vehicle? Chuck Olson Key of Seattle is family-owned and operated. And you're going to see the difference in how they take care of you. You, and you, because they treat you like family, and they do. If you're looking for an affordable SUV that's stylish and fun to drive, the 2025 Sportage is for you. Gas, hybrid, or plug-in hybrid, they're all in stock at Chuck Olson Kia Seattle. No matter the Kia you're looking for, they've got it. They have it. Visit ChuckOlsonKia.com or just stop on by. And now, KISW's late Kate, Kathy Faulkner. Woo!
On the heels of Creed's triumphant return, it's been a transformative year for Scott Stapp, who is arguably one of the rock's most recognizable voices. And with Stapp's trademark lyricism and delivery, his latest solo release, Higher Power, easily shifts from hard rock to the sort of anthems that made him an icon, to thoughtful ballads. Get all your Scott Stapp merch at scott-stapp.merch. MadeEasy.com. And rock out all through the holidays. Scott Stapp and Creed Music available through the Shelter Music Group. And now, please welcome once again, Gregor from 107.7 The End.
Yeah, thanks, that was nice. Don't miss the year includes a minute hourly appliance. Beat the manufacturer's price increase. Save on floor models, overstocked luxury models, celebrating 85 years serving the Pacific Northwest with the largest selection of appliances and 6 locations in the Puget Sound. I almost bought a kegerator there. Now offering 12-month financing on approved credit. See store for details. Albert Lee, the original appliance experts for over 8 decades. Seattle, South Center, Linwood, Bellevue, Tacoma, Silverdale, or of course online at albertlee.biz. And now, from Metal Shop and Loud and Local, KSW's Kevin Deere!
Every year when the holidays end, we're left feeling bloated with a cup full of crusty eggnog and a heart full of despair. What you need is something to look forward to in 2025. like Linkin Park at Climate Pledge Arena on September 24th, or KISW's Metal Shop presents Counterparts with Pain of Truth, Malevolence, and Foreign Hands at the Showbox on March 12th. Go to contest page at KISW.com for your chance to win free tickets. I'm Kevin Deers, host of Metal Shop and Loud Local, and in case you can't tell by the girth of my beard, I'm a real meat and potatoes kind of guy. But I also like to put on my fuzzy pajamas and curl up with a good book in front of the fire. Thanks. Brought to you by 1-800-DUI-AWAY and now the voice of The Rock, Taz.
This is the mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. The Rock! Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now, back to the Daily Mid Show, live from Showbox Soto. This is Live Night, A Nightmare Before Christmas. Brought to you by the San Juan Salsa Company, Big Machine Rock, and Daughtry's new song, The Damn. Long Live Rock and Motionless in White, Ice Nine Kills, Pierce the Veil, and more on Thriller Records. The next label in rock. This is The Rock of Seattle, 99.9 KISW.
All right. Taryn, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
I mean, I got the worst part out of the way, which was singing Dominic the Donkey.
Some would say that was the best part.
Yes.
It depends. If you like seeing me miserable and blowing out my voice, then yes, you are absolutely correct. But what a good time. Thank you guys for entertaining us with that. I mean, I never thought I'd see a bunch of flashlights going, and I never thought I could do like a Freddie Mercury at Wembley Stadium setup, but it was Dominic the Donkey at Showbox Soto.
It was a moment.
I mean, pretty much on the same level.
Now, we called the names of four folks playing the game Hook or Shook.
Yes.
And we're going to switch it up a little bit this time.
Yes, we are. This time, instead of us just playing 1 second of a song, we're going to play pretty much the entire beginning all the way through the hook. But we're going to do it through the eyes and ukulele stylings of our friend Micah the Beast.
Ow, ow! What's happening, Rockaholics?
So I believe we do have an intro for this.
I believe so.
Let's do it.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Street Music Showdown.
Let's play Hook or Shook.
Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you.
We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Micah will play one of our favorite songs on ukulele, and it is your job to guess what that song is. And playing the game Hook or Shook at Live Night are Adam Mika, Angie Newberg, Shonda, and Dennis with a Z. Dennis. Should we start with Adam?
Adam. All right, Adam. Oh. Adam's rocking the Seahawks hoodie. That's awesome.
Adam. We gotta.
Hell yeah. So, okay, what's your all-time favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, let's see. Wow. So many. But, you know, honestly, Braveheart.
What?
Did you just say Braveheart?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Yeah, that is definitely the greatest Christmas movie of all time. I 1,000% agree. I'm like Die Hard.
It's a classic.
You know, sometimes you got to choose something different.
All right, so what we're going to do is have Micah the Beast from Me, My, Uke, and I. He's going to play a little bit of a song that you hear on the radio, but he's going to do it through his own little twisted way, and let him play the whole song, and then you have to guess what the song is. Are you ready to rock?
And he's going to have a helper, right? We're going to spin the wheel and see if one of us can help him.
I mean, if we want to, yes.
Yes,
no,
Sarah?
Definitely a helper.
Sarah's going to spin our wheel.
Sarah, please be nice.
Our Foley artist can spin a wheel.
I know, we're so high budget here, we have a digital wheel.
It's going to be you, Steve.
Let's
Miggs.
Go.
Let's go, Steve. Come on. We got this.
I will help you win absolutely nothing because there's no prizes involved.
Not even a free beer?
Nothing. We don't have it in our budget.
Okay. All right. I get it.
All right, Steve. Adam. Here is your song.
All the small things truth can, truth brings. I'll take one lift. You're my best trip. Be in my show, watching, waiting, commiserating. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off and carry me
you, Micah.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were doing Dominic the Donkey again. My bad. What do you think it is?
Hey, Mix, did we have anything from the 80s?
Oh!
Sand.
Let's check the library. Hold on.
No,
we don't. We're stuck with that. Okay, I can give you a hint.
Please do.
It's a visual one.
Oh.
Steve, you know we're on the radio, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
I feel like everybody who's listening on the radio knows exactly what I'm doing with my eyes.
Is that Tourette's or? Sorry.
Yes.
So, is it Blink?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's some numbers involved.
187? No, 82. I'm sorry. Okay, I got it. Okay.
You got it.
All right.
And the song. I mean, if you were in the pool and it was cold, they might say this about you.
So, I think it's called What You Have in Your Pants.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. All the Small Things.
My man. Congratulations.
You hate me now.
No, I just feel like I'm at home with my wife all of a sudden. This is very awkward.
No.
Congratulations, Adam. You win absolutely nothing on
Congrats, big hand for Adam. He won nothing. Who do we have next?
Now we pass the microphone to Angie Newberg.
Look at her outfit, guys.
Angie, well, you look amazing.
Tiny
Hat
Club.
In the Tiny Hat Club.
Tiny Hat Club.
Tiny Hat Club.
All right,
so
Angie,
is Steve.
We're going to...
Before we do, what is your favorite part of the holidays?
The baking, the movies, especially Christmas Vacation, because that's my all-time favorite.
Let's go. That's a Christmas movie. It has the name.
My husband is actually wearing Griswold right now.
Wally World.
Yeah.
What is your favorite thing to bake at the holidays?
Oh, rum balls. Elf bait is reindeer bait. Elf bait.
Oh,
really, really good stuff.
I don't know what the hell that
is.
That?
Oh, really. It's so good.
I want it. Whatever it is.
Is it legal?
I do white chocolate cranberry cookies.
All right, we got Mike and the Beast. He's going to play a song for you. Just listen to it all the way through, and then you have to guess what song. Oh, we got to spin the wheel.
Oh!
Sarah is spinning and spinning and spinning.
Hey!
Tiny Hats United. It is me, Taryn Daly, and Angie Newberg playing the Hook or Shook. All right, Micah, do your thing.
Been around the world, only stupid people are breeding.
Bumper Shoot many, many moons ago. That would be Harvey Danger, Blackpool Soda.
Let's go! Nailed it. You get nothing. Thank you.
Well done, Angie. Up next, playing the game Hook or Shook, is Shonda.
All right, Shonda.
Hello.
Booze at a kid's party, birthday party, yay or nay?
Yay!
Don't be swayed by the people.
Question is it a little kid or is it an adult kid?
It's a 5-year-old. We're not serving the booze to the 5-year-olds.
I would say that as long as you have a designated driver, go for it.
Yeah. Tatum's 5, she does, so she's good. It's at our house. She only has to go up a flight of stairs. She'll be fine.
Little kids are like tiny drunk people anyways.
That's very true.
That's only when they're 2.
They throw up everywhere. They're crying about nothing.
They love to stare at lights.
Yeah, listen in on Monday morning when we talk about, was it Sarah or was it Tatum?
You'll never know.
All right, Shonda, let's spin the wheel and find out who you are playing Hook or Shook with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
Wheels are spinning. Who we got? Is it Sarah?
No.
It's Taryn, T-Dog.
I thought I had it.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry for you too, Shonda. You have Sarah. All right.
All right, Micah, take it away.
All right.
Love is in the water, love is in the air. Show me where to go and tell me. Will love be there? Will love be there? Teach me how to speak, teach me how to share. Teach me where to go and tell me. Will love be there? Will love be there? Let your light shine down. Whoa, heaven, let your light shine down.
I actually know this song. Micah,
it's a Christmas
you.
Miracle.
Do you know?
I'm getting the vibe you don't.
I'm not sure on the band.
Okay, well, what's the song? If you say I'm not sure about the song, I will lose it.
If you're a star and you're bright, you
blank like a diamond.
Listen to the audience.
Listen to the angry man in the back.
Yeah, shine.
And the band.
And the band. Two words. Second word.
When just let the angry drunk man yell it in the
yeah,
back
that's
again.
Angry drunk man. When you kill something, you see something leave its body.
Would this be your dad's favorite band?
It sure would! That's how I know it!
Collective Soul.
And hey, while we're at it, make some noise and show some love for our good friend BJ Shea, please.
And it's like the best band ever.
Look, okay.
Yeah, let's go!
Let's not get it twisted. Look, we can say, what's up to BJ? We don't have to play that awful, awful song.
Do not talk bad about that song. It's a banger.
Congrats to Shonda.
To deaf people.
Who again wins nothing, and now it is Dennis with a Z. Dennis, who also is playing Hooker Shook for nothing. Let's spin the wheel. Oh, wait, actually, let's find out from Dennis what his favorite Christmas movie is. Dennis, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
I mean, I was kind of inspired by the last person.
Yes.
I'm going to go with The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh!
That's a real
feel-good. Nothing says family, gifts, and love more than The Shawshank Redemption. I'm with you. Good call.
Great soundtrack.
Happy holidays.
All of it. All right, Dennis, let's spin that wheel and find out who you're playing with. Is it going to be me, Migs, or Sarah?
All right.
You get Migs.
Let's go.
Yay, yay.
All right, Micah, let's do it.
Noah's mind is not for rent to any god or government. Always hopeful yet discontent. No changes are permanent. But changes, and what you say about his company is what you say about society. Catch the witness, catch the wit, catch the spirit, catch the spit. Go tearing.
It took me till the very end. Do you know it? Do you need a hint?
You need the hint.
I'll take a hint.
It's Taryn Daly's favorite band. Yeah. And it rhymes with hush.
I'm sorry, I'm a firearms instructor. You're going to have to repeat that.
It rhymes with hush.
Are they Canadian? Is it Rush?
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Now the song rhymes with Schmom Schmoyer.
Huck Finn?
We're getting there. We're
Tom Sawyer?
Yay! Shawshank for life. Thank you so much. Congratulations on winning absolutely nothing.
Those are four winners on Hooker Shook tonight.
Yes.
That is amazing. That is a live night miracle.
Well, I feel like it's time to find a new winner, and that winner is Steve Migs.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. You want to do Beat Migs?
I think we should.
All right.
Now, let's play Beat Migs. I will beat anyone that's tossed to declare the game. Le play. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's go rock! It's time to play the game.
Everyone knows this ski's not lame. Lead bigs, don't be a loser.
Best friend.
Ooh,
it's
so
ready to
I love you. Hey. Hey, man, I'm still wearing your underwear, dude. It's weird.
Whoa, chill, you two. Stop having a bromance, okay?
I'll get it back for you later. It only took us an hour. We've been off the rails since Dominic the Donkey. What am I saying?
Sure.
And we need Neil Brumble.
Brumble!
Neil!
Yay!
Neil!
He also likes Rush.
He's also from Stanford.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's a great place to live.
No, it was a long drive today, I heard.
That's okay. It's well worth it for Sarah and Taryn.
Yeah!
Fair. Not me and Danny.
No,
yeah.
Never.
But we're not going to put
Danny.
Out.
And Danny. Oh, sure.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, he's like my sidekick right here. Yeah.
I hate Rush.
Oh, they're the best ever. Neil.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
Oh. Kind of.
Wow.
Damn, everyone's booing
for
that.
Shots fired.
It's a harsh crowd.
I know. No one applauded me when I said Collective Soul was the best. I'm a little offended.
Right. Because, you know, Rush has talent.
Okay, chill. All right, Steve, get out of here.
See you,
bye, Steve.
Bye-bye.
All right, Neil. You are at Showbox Odo live for Live Night. How are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling great. It's great to be here.
Yay!
Yes.
I hope you kick his ass.
Thank you, me too.
Well, for those playing here at Showbox Odo or at home, Neil has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Mariah Carey has the famous holiday song titled All I Want for Christmas Is Who?
You.
Yes. What animated character lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Correct. Who played John McClane in the 80s movie Die Hard?
Bruce Willis.
Yes. What handheld gaming device was released by Nintendo in 1989?
Game Boy.
Yes. What was the first planet to be discovered using the telescope?
Uranus, Sarah.
You know it. What late singer was widely known as the king of rock and roll?
What did she say? Say it again.
What late singer was widely known as the king of rock and roll?
Elvis Presley.
Correct. The 4 states of matter are solid, liquid, plasma, and what?
Gas.
Yes. The 2 zodiac signs in December are Sagittarius and what?
Capricorn.
Correct. Mickey Mouse typically wears what color shoes?
Red?
No.
Blue?
No.
Yellow?
Yes. Pete Carroll coached the Seahawks for how many seasons?
10?
No.
14.
Correct!
Hey.
Leo, you, my friend,
what?
Got a perfect 10.
Thank you to all the Neils out there.
Woo! Wait. I have a question for Sarah. Did you ask the first question just because you wanted somebody to say that all they want for Christmas is you?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that's not my favorite Christmas song by any means.
Thank goodness. It's not mine either. Shocking, but it's not. All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Mariah Carey had the famous holiday song titled All I Want for Christmas Is Who?
Not Sarah, but you.
Oh, okay, I'm not going to give it to you right then. Yes. What animated character lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes. Who played John McClane in the 80s movie Die Hard?
Not a Christmas movie, but that's Bruce Willis.
You know it. What handheld gaming device was released by Nintendo in 1989?
Game Boy.
Correct. What was the first planet to be discovered using the telescope?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
Yay, yes it would.
Oh, snap.
What late singer was widely known as the king of rock and roll?
Elvis Presley.
Wow, yes. The 4 states of matter are solid, liquid, plasma, and what?
Mass.
No.
Ass.
No.
Grass.
Hey, no. The 2 zodiac signs in December are Sagittarius and what?
Vagittarius.
Oh my God. You wish.
No.
No.
Oh, that's the special that's happening a couple doors down over at Showgirls, right?
Who wants to go?
Just say Vagittarius. I'll let you in for the cost of the regular ticket. I don't know. Pass.
Mickey Mouse typically wears what color shoes?
Red.
No.
Yellow.
Yellow, yes. Barely got it in. But that gives you 7 correct, which is a loss. 10-7. Wow. You suck. Let's go, Neil.
Do you know what the saddest part about that is? That the band spent days and days and days rehearsing a winner's song for Steve, and they didn't get to play it tonight.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take the winner's song.
We can give him the winner's song. another song.
Give it to Neil.
You're simply the best. Better than all the rest.
Oh my God.
Simply the best.
Tina.
Steve Mix is definitely the best.
Whoa.
Except for that time.
Yeah. I was about to Venmo you like $5.
I'll take 10.
All right, fair.
What a bunch of losses for you today, Steve. Man.
You don't need the reminder.
But you know what? That was fun.
I'm missing my daughter's birthday. I lost.
Loser.
Room with people who love Rush. This is a rough crowd.
Not only do these people love Rush, but they love a song by the Kinks.
Yes, especially when Taryn Daly's singing it, right?
Do you guys like Father Christmas? You guys know that song?
Now, hey, let's give a quick backstory, because once again, I think there are QR codes all around. If not, you just go to KSW.com, or what do they text?
You can text KISW-GIVE to 44321.
We have about $40,000 raised for Coats for Kids. Our hope is to hit $50,000. $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. Any amount helps. If you got a couple of dollars, I know the holidays are kind of crazy, maybe going a little broke, but if you have a couple extra dollars, $5, $10, whatever it is, please donate so we can raise as much money as possible for a bunch of kids that are in need.
Yeah, it's that time of year. The temperatures are dropping. We want those donations to go up. And I believe right now, I'm going to check with the accountants, we are at $40,840. So we're less than $10,000 away from hitting our goal. And thank you for the donations. That is why you get to hear me completely butcher one of my personal favorite Christmas songs.
So are you guys ready for this? You ready to hear Taryn Daly sing? And I'm going to be on drums, Thrills on bass. Castle's playing some little...
It's called a Glockenspiel.
Oh, thank you.
This one. I just need it for a second.
It's going to be okay, Taryn. I have all the faith in the world.
And if it looks like I bought this at a toy store, it's because I bought it at a toy store.
Thank you.
the little rich boys.
Now, Steve Miggs. Here now for Snoqualmie Casino.
The holidays are in full swing. Who thought to put me right after that song? You guys are awful. And if you're looking to pad your pockets for more spending money, then hit up Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel's $500,000 free play flurry promotion. Crescent Club members can learn entries all month towards Friday free play drawings and weekly grand finale drawings up to 50 grand in free play. And if you don't want to spend all day cooking for Christmas, the Falls Buffet Christmas menu is full of awesome food. Get the menu and all the details at snocasino.com. Seattle's closest is now Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And now, here's the man on the sleigh bells, Ryan Castle.
Examining the LMI system, that would be the Department of Labor Industries. If you get injured on the job, it's like trying to get somewhere with a map from 1960 that was printed in Icelandic. It's hard. So many people contact Palace Law when they're injured because they just don't know how to figure out what they need to do. And Patrick can help with that. That's what he does. He's been helping injured workers for nearly 30 years. Contact Patrick so he can make sure you get your care, your benefits, you get your loss, your time loss, lost wages, all of that. Let Patrick and his team help you navigate the confusing LMI system when you get injured. PalaceLaw.com. And now, welcome back, the late, great, Kathy Pumpkin! Yay!
Blink-182 is back with One More Time, Part 2, featuring All In My Head. The release is a thank you from Blink to the fans for a blockbuster year, as well as a celebration of their single One More Time. Rolling Stone raved, the California pop-punk pioneers, back to the thrashing sound, their most beloved albums, 1999's Enema of the State and 2000's Take Off Your Pants. Coming back together, surviving tragedy, and triumphing as loudly as possible, Blink 182 is stronger than ever. Blink 182, the deluxe edition, One More Time, Part 2, out now on Columbia Records. And now, Captain Ron from the Morning Wolf Pack on 100.7, The Wolf.
At Integrity Automotive Issaquah, whether you need service, tires, or repair on your car or truck, you're in great hands with ASE certified technicians. Brake squeaking, check engine light on, ask about their lifetime warranty. Once a problem's repaired, never worry about it again as long as you own your vehicle. Call 425-557-8665 or visit integrityautorepair.com, exit 17 off I-90 in Issaquah. Integrity Auto Repair, it's more than a name. It's how they do business. And now, Doug Dewin from Hot 103.7 and Emma 94.1.
With a gift saver toy swimming in the toilet, Vegan can save you. When the spark goes out on your furnace, Vegan can light your fire. When your septic system turns into a cesspool, Vegan will get things flowing again. And when the sparks fly out of that outlet, Vegan will arm your circuits back down. Long story short, stop freaking and call Vegan for all your needs. Beacon Plumbing, Heating, Electrical, Septic, and Mechanical. Beacon does it all. So stop freaking and call Beacon. 1-800-FREAKIN or beaconplumbing.net. And now from 107.7 The End, Christy Taylor.
Shopping for the ultimate headbanger in your life this holiday season. The Better Noise family has everything you need. Five Finger Death Punch, nothing more, the funeral portrait. From ashes to new, Corey Marks. And more. Crank it up for the hard rock lover on your list this year and make it their holiday spirit shine loud and proud at betternoisemusic.com/buy. Shop now and make it loud for the holidays or any time of the year. Better Noise is more than just a record label. They develop, nurture, and grow awesome artists and brands. Now, here's the very amazing Taz, who I usually only talk to over email.
Nice save there, by the way. All right, cool. Now back to the Daily Mix Show, live from Showbox Soto. This is Live Night, a nightmare before Christmas. Brought to you by the San Juan Salsa Company and Columbia Sony Records. Blink 182, the deluxe edition, one more time, part two, out now. This is the Rock of Seattle, 99.9 KISW. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
So we were going to do straight to the comments, but we decided to call a quick audible because we felt like, how do you pass up an opportunity to bring out one of the greatest Seahawks players of all time one more time? Before we get out of here, I was like, you know what? Much rather chat with Big Walt than point out how stupid people could be on social media. So please, one more time, can you show some love for our friend, Walter Jones? Well, you've been here now for the entire show. What have been your takeaways? I mean, you do the fifth quarter with Paul Silvey. You usually analyze the game. How would you analyze tonight's live night?
You guys are weird, but I love it, man.
Now, I know you like the Temptations of the Christmas song.
I love it.
What about the donkey, Dominic the Donkey?
I thought it was pretty good, man. You did a good job of keeping everybody informed and making sure they're part of the music, so I love that. Good job. Hey! Hee-haw, hee-haw, what was it?
I mean, honestly, I feel like Father Christmas was no match for Dominic the Donkey.
I mean, it depends on how you're rating these things.
So, Big Walt, I got a question for you. The NFC West has just been kind of a weird place this season. Did you watch Thursday Night Football last night?
I tried.
What was that? Rams, Niners? I mean, I think all of us kind of wanted both teams to lose, but we settled for just a bunch of field goals instead.
You know what? This is the issue with Thursday night games. So, I think everybody was saying, root for the 49ers, root for the 49ers, root for the 49ers. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that.
I can't do it.
I don't know if I can do it. But I understand what's in stake. So you have to root for a little bit. But then you're watching that game, you're like, man, this is not a good game. So I feel good where we at.
Now, if I have to ever pick a second team, usually it's some sort of like an underdog or something like that. I'm kind of feeling like I'm pulling for the Lions a little bit this year too. I know that sounds weird.
I see what you're saying. I would agree with you now because we didn't win a Super Bowl. So if we haven't, I'm like, no. But I get it, though. I think Detroit is figuring things out. It's kind of like Seattle. We figured things out. You got to go through the heartache to get the win. So I think last year they was doing some great things this year. So I think they're going to be a team to beat this year in the playoff.
We began some texts and some questions, and people were curious. Can you tell us about the Matt Hasselbeck slap?
You know what? That was...
Paint a picture for everybody.
Paint a picture. Okay, training camp. Back then, you know, that was the things where I did attend training camp. I know people say I didn't, but I did. And so what happened the last night of training camp, usually what happened, all the old linemen get together. We have some adult beverages, not eggnog. And
hold the nog.
And so, like, you know, Hasselbeck is a quarterback, so Hasselbeck had a dope room. You know, he had video games, had music. So basically what happened, though, they had a dormitory that was a circular dormitory. So the elevator was at the center, and Hasselbeck's room was right off the elevator. So all the old linemen decided to go sit at the elevator because that was the most room for us. So we were sitting there having drinks, and Hasselbeck was playing his music. So Hasselbeck had his door open. So he decided to turn his music off and go to bed, didn't say anything, just shut the door. And so I give it to Robbie Toback. And I said, man, if I had a key, I could go in there and slap him. And so Hasselbeck went back downstairs and got the master key and came back with the key. So I walked in. I said, Hasselbeck, I got to slap you, man. So I went in there and smacked him. I felt bad the next day because, you know, when you're drinking adult beverages, the hand get pretty heavy. So...
I mean, I'm looking at your wrist right now. It looks like you can't even put your wristband around your wrist. Is that true?
That's basically what it is. Just hanging on. So just make sure, you know, security don't throw me out here. So I have to.
His wristband is attached to his bracelets because he has a nice and so, thick wrist.
And so what happened was the next day he was in the training room and he had like my handprint on his. On his face. So it
on
was
his face?
On his face. It was a pretty good slap though. But
I love that.
So but the story have grown, but I think it's amazing. Hasselbeck is a great
He's
one
the
of the great ones and a fun guy. Love to have fun. So It was one of those things that had to happen. You know, old llamas run the team anyway, so I had to go in. Like, when the guy said, well, you got to go in there and slap him, you got to go slap him. Anybody here? Anybody on this stage you need me to slap?
I want to.
I mean, I've been slapped. I don't want to be slapped by Big Walt, though.
That would be an experience.
That could be a great show, too, though, right?
Yes.
Smack my Walt.
See, yes. What happened? I don't remember anything that happened that night. I was completely concussed.
Jose,
by Big
make
Walt.
That happen.
Yeah.
Who want to get smacked by Walt?
Hey, line up $5. For spankings down
Donate
here. Everybody,
$5
line up for spankings.
For kids. Yes. Hey, you mentioned sometimes I would go to training camp, but tell the people about what you did during the off season, because I mean, I know the story, but maybe not everybody does know. During the off season, you would prepare for the season not by going to training camp, but by doing what?
Pushing trucks. Physically, I was when I was in high school, we didn't have the weight equipment, so the coach tried to find ways for us to get football ready. So that's what we did. So when I was missing training camp, I thought it was the best thing to do to block guys to push trucks. So I started doing it, and I was trying to do it secretly, but you know, the media got a hold of it, yeah. And it's part of it, but it's pretty cool. I finally got my, because at that time I was pushing a Cadillac Escalade, so I finally got my Escalade, so thanks a lot, Cadillac.
Nice. Big Walt, the Seahawks playing on Sunday versus the Packers. What do you think the score is going to be?
Oh, man, the score? 28-14. Seahawks.
That's right, baby. That's right, baby. Go Hawks.
Let's go. Well, Big Walt, once again, man, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being a part of it. It's been an incredible year, and what a great way to end the year off by doing Live Night with all of you Rockaholics, having you be a part of it. Never thought in a million years that I'd get to sing a song in front of a Seahawk legend, but here we are. And it's been an incredible time, man. Thanks for your friendship and being a part of our show and joining us every time. And Jose, thank you as well, my friend. This has been such a great experience.
I appreciate that, man. I think, like I say, a friend of mine, you're somebody that, you know, if I need anything, I need to promote anything, you always let me on. So appreciate that, guys. I love this fact that I'm here seeing all the fans and being part of the city, man. It's pretty amazing.
Big Walt.
Give it up for Big Walt, Rockaholics.
And thank you to all the Rockaholics that have come out tonight. Of course, we still have the men's room. Are you guys ready for the men's room as well? Miles, Thrill, Ted, and Mike. It's going to be a blast. And we want to thank everybody that's been behind the scenes. There's so many people to name. Everybody, Jason especially. Dude, thank you for keeping everything in order. Ryan Castle, our entire band, Taz, our Foley artists as well. Everybody has just been phenomenal, and it's been a blast. And this has truly been one of the best times.
Thank you, Rockaholics, from the bottom of our hearts for an epic live night at Showbox Soto. First time we've ever been in this space. Be sure to take your selfies over there. Check out the merch booth. Get some cold beverages in the back. And get ready for the men's room.
And we'll be out there hanging out with all of you, so please say hi. And thank you again for listening to KISW, The Rock of Seattle. And happy New Year, Merry Christmas. And one last hee-haw for everybody listening at home. Are we ready? Chingity-ching.
Yeah, hee-haw.
You guys rock.
We love you.